VentureCast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here's a hint, it's not a TV show.
Okay. Sounds like a video game, but it doesn't. Alright, I'm gonna do a guess of a game that I haven't played since I don't know this sound, but that I feel like it could be based on just the era.
Okay.
Is it Mega Man?
It is not Mega Man.
Okay.
It is probably a game that you won't get because if you haven't played it. It is from the original Nintendo. It is Battletoads.
I've heard of Battletoads. I have never played Battletoads.
Decided that since we are doing a bank episode today that does not involve Ariel, that we would change it up entirely since Ariel is not particularly a video game person. Why not do something a little different that she won't really care about and therefore won't really miss?
I like it.
That she's not here for. So
I wonder if that one is because I have not that I ever play it, but I have like the Switch Online where I can play like the original Nintendo and Super Nintendo games.
That's a good question. I know that that catalog changes from time to time. So
I never play them. I have it mostly to go online with Animal Crossing, but I haven't done that in a while either. Oh, well, sometimes I play Tetris.
I play some of them. Like, yes,
the Tetris 99. Do you ever play that?
No, I'm not really much of a Tetris person. I've played it here, there, wherever, but not a ton.
I love Tetris.
Certainly not a go-to for me. I will say that the go-to games that I have, I mean, we talked about this one in an episode some time ago, but I don't know if we broke it down by system. I would say that I have more Super Nintendo go-to games than regular Nintendo go-to games.
Okay.
Like the original one.
I feel like if you want to show me a good time, well, just ask
me. Yeah, girl.
I'm down.
So
we didn't plan for this episode, but Jobin said, do you want to record a bank episode? And I said, yeah, I can. So I came up with an idea for this episode sometime between the hour ago that you texted me. When I received your text that said, do you want to do this? And to one, we're sitting down. And I have an idea, and Jobeth doesn't know what it is.
And I have no idea what it is. But here's the thing. We are responsible podcasters. We, with Ariel's new job, have certainly run into some scheduling snafus. I know full on that I have some travel coming up, plus a move, which I think we may have dropped hints about.
We did. We talked about it.
In another episode. So We're just trying to put some stuff here in the bank so that we...
And I've got some trials and things coming up, so it's a good idea.
We just want to make sure that we have content for you guys every week. And we love dropping bonus episodes for you. So as these things get kind of stale, we just drop them as bonus episodes if we didn't have a need to slot them into a normal slot.
So then this episode is going to be called The Ultimate Threesome.
The ultimate threesome.
So typically, if you've listened to our podcast any time in the past, you know, several months, we do a threesome where two people of the three of us have three questions each, trivia questions, and you have to answer them. So we have not prepared for this, but here's what we're going to do is, Jobeth, you're going to give me a category that you think you know a lot about. So like probably like Star Trek.
Fair.
And we can do this like three times for like the ultimate threesome, right? So like you're going to say, give me three questions about Star Trek. I'm going to sit here and look up three questions about Star Trek and ask them to you.
And you're going to look them up online?
Because like, I don't know what you're going to pick yet. I don't know what the category you're going to pick is. So yeah, where it's a fuck it, we'll do it live. So this also means that I haven't really curated them, but I'm going to Google and you're going to, so let's go. That's the game. That's what we're going to do.
So all three questions will be in the same topic?
Yes, and then we can do it three times.
Okay, so we are looking at...
nine questions each, three topics.
Okay.
So give me a topic. You could pick Star Trek. You could pick, something that I could easily look up.
I will be very specific with this, and I will go off of your Star Trek, but specifically say Star Trek: The Next Generation, so that we can narrow it down a little bit.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about Star Trek: The Next Generation. All right. So, and I can even just go to their Wikipedia page and probably have a good idea of questions for you. So Star Trek: The Next Generation, how specific do you want me to be? Like, how well do you feel Star Trek: The Next Generation?
Go at it, whatever.
All right. When did it air from? What years? Blank to blank.
I think that, it was seven seasons. So I think it went 1989. To 2006? 1996, sorry. 1996.
89 to 96?
89 to 96. And I know that I am within 1 year of that.
You're within 2 years. It's actually 87 and 94.
Really? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. September 87, so later in 87. So you are right in that it was seven seasons.
I got most of the years there.
You did. All right, so I could ask you, let's see. All right. Do you know how many episodes there are? And I can give you a range of which to guess.
Hold on. I could do the math out loud if you want.
Give it to me within 10.
Well, there's 26 episodes per season because that's how they ran back then. So that is...
Don't you miss that?
What?
Don't you miss that?
Yes, I do. So let's see. 26 times 4 gives us 104 for the first four seasons. And then we've got 77 more. So we're at 181, if my math is correct. The question that I have, I'm glad that you're giving me a range of 10 because the very first episode was a double. So that might be, I don't remember whether that'll count as, whether Encounter at Farpoint was a two-part episode that counted as one. And then there were only 25.
You want me to tell you?
Or, and then All Good Things, which tailed it off, was also a two-parter that was really just one episode.
The two-part episodes count as two. So, Counterpoint is episode one and episode two.
But what I don't know is whether or not that meant that there were 25 or 26 episodes in the first season. But I feel safe going at 181.
You are definitely within the range of 10. It is 178.
So that would account for potentially there being one less episode.
Yeah.
In a season that had a two-parter.
Well, because some of them.
I know there were at least two, and then.
It looks like season two was a short season. It looks like that one only had 22 episodes.
Okay. Then that was not what I was factoring in there. But hey, it is what it is. I figured that with that little buffer, I'd be good. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. I think if I understand this chart correctly, it's if these characters are in these seasons.
Okay.
So there's a chart and it has like yeses and nos for characters that were in certain seasons.
Okay.
How many seasons was Beverly Crusher in?
She was in 6 of the 7 seasons.
You are correct. Do you know what season she was not in?
Season 2?
Correct.
No. Yeah. And there was a contract dispute and she was temporarily replaced with Dr. Pulaski, who's in 1 season, that season. Nobody liked Dr. Pulaski, so I guess they backed up the truck for Gates and gave her the money.
Oh, those are, that was 3 questions.
Oh, that was, okay, cool. So now you give me a topic, right?
I give you a topic.
And I hop on the Googler.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so in the spirit of TV, I want you to ask me about Friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
Man, if only Jacob, the audio guy from Matt Mattingly's Ice Cream Social were here to do this, because he has seen every episode, apparently, of Friends. It's a lie.
Has he seen no episodes?
I don't think he's seen very many. He probably has a similar story to what I have, where I feel like I've seen the same 5 or 6 episodes every time I'm in a hotel because they're always on. Let's see here. Of course, my phone is ringing. You gave me what I consider to be fairly easy for me questions, so I'm going to give you what are probably easy for you questions.
Let's start with one, and we'll see how easy it is.
Yes, the regular barista at Central Perk, who apparently was in every season of the show, but only ever credited as a guest star. What is his name in the show?
Gunther.
Gunther. That is correct.
Fun fact: when I was a youth, I spent some time on Friends message boards and my username was I Love Gunther.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, most people don't. It's a good thing people don't know it, but I've outed myself as a weirdo.
I've got an idea.
He's dead now.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure he's dead, the actor who plays him.
I'm going to do an extra Googling. So there are 2 stars, and I'm Googling the facts right now. I have the question in my mind, what the fuck was his name though? I am blanking on a name. Who's the name of the guy who plays Ant-Man?
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, thank you. So Paul Rudd was a guest star and a boyfriend.
And a husband.
So, and was he a husband? So was Tom Selleck at a point in time. He has been in a bunch of episodes. Both have been on a bunch of episodes. Who of those 2 have been in more episodes?
Oh, that is a good question. Because, okay, so we have Tom Selleck as Richard Burke. And he was around for a while. And then you have Paul Rudd as Mike, Phoebe's husband. And, oh, this is a good question, because I don't know. I like, Richard was on a lot of episodes, but also, like, the Richard episodes are just, like, classic episodes. And, like, I have an affinity to that storyline more so than the Mike storyline. I guess because the Mike storyline, I'm going to say Tom Selleck was on more episodes.
You would be wrong.
I would be wrong. Are they close in number?
I mean, compared to how many seasons that there were and therefore how many episodes there probably were, that's probably pretty close. Tom Selleck was in 9 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd was in 17.
Wow. I was way off. In my head, Richard is so much more than 9 episodes. But, wow, that really puts it into perspective. I liked him. I don't know. Big fan.
I don't really have an opinion because, well.
Okay, that is interesting. Wow. All right. Good question. Good question. I'm ready for the next one.
Let's see. What do I have here? Let's say within, I'm going to give you a range of three.
Okay. All right?
This is your margin of error here. The series was nominated 62 times for various Primetime Emmy Awards.
Damn.
How many did they win?
Ooh, interesting. Okay. So
Within
three. So I don't know. I don't know. And this isn't even one that I could probably guess. So it was nominated for 62 Primetime Emmy Awards, and that's across all categories. I'm going to say 18.
The answer is 6.
Oh, okay. I just figured maybe about a third. 6. Mm. Good questions. Good questions. All right. What would you like your next category to be?
Let's see. What do I want my next category to be?
I got unrelated. I got a text from my mother. The next Marvel superhero is She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. Made me smile and think of you.
I saw some sort of an announcement about that.
I don't really particularly like pay attention to Marvel, but does my mom just like, oh, there's an attorney who's green and angry? That's you. Thanks, Mom. Anyway.
Man, I get the most important fucking calls at the times in which I'm literally recording this podcast. It's a real pain in the ass doing this during the day, which we've kind of stopped doing for the most part. But like literally the one time that we've recorded one of these during the day in probably what, 2 months,
I'm getting
messages about calls that I need to fucking take. They'll get calls back. It's fine. But like, you've been trying to fucking call. I've been trying to get in touch with somebody for 3 goddamn weeks and you've figure out when I am, let's see. What is another? You're really throwing me a curveball here. You know what? I played bar trivia the other week. Last week from the time of recording this. Who the fuck knows how long ago it was from the perspective of when this will air. But one of the answers to the questions, which nobody in the entire room got, except for one person, me, was Homestar Runner. This is not a category that I consider myself to be very good at because there was a whole mess of shit Homestar Runner-wise, and I know some pieces of it, but how about we go with Homestar Runner?
This is such a good one. Okay, because Homestar Runner is not someone I've thought about a lot in many years, but it was a thing I thought about a lot at one point in time.
Agreed. And I can tell you right now, I'm really putting myself out here by giving you this category, because if you were to ask me analogous questions to the Star Trek The Next Generation questions, I'd get most of them, if not all of them, wrong.
Okay. I will.
You can't obviously ask me the same questions because it was set up in a totally different format.
I'll ask you an easy one.
Okay.
What I think is an easy one, because I'm making it up from my head.
Okay. Is the answer Trogdor? Oh, Trogdor, the Burninator. Trogdor, the Burninator was the subject of a comic that I wonder whether, you know, and he was a video game as well that Strong Bad would play. And sometimes it was an Easter egg within some of the Strong Bad ones. I watched more Strong Bad than Homestar Runner.
The best. But so who was Trogdor?
Trogdor was the dinosaur, the big T-Rex, the Burninator.
He was the Burninator, but I don't think I can give this to you. He's not a T-Rex.
He's not?
No. He was a dragon man.
Oh, he was more of a dragon, wasn't he?
Trogdor was a man. I mean, he was a dragon man, or maybe he was just a dragon. So man, dragon man, or dragon all would have been acceptable because I'm looking at the lyrics of the song.
But he's the Burninator.
He is the Burninator.
I should at least get half points for that.
I can get half a point.
Next question. Not that we're keeping score or anything, but
one day someone will keep score.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Strong Bad was a classic. So let's take a look. I wonder if anybody listening to this, like, if you don't know what Homestar Runner is, let us know. Or if you have fond Homestar Runner memories, because these were, it was a web page with just like little cartoons, just
like little animated clips. And like I said, the thing that I got sucked into were the emails to Strong Bad.
Yes.
Because this motherfucker was so good at just ripping you to shreds. And nobody sent him these emails. These were all made up by the people who wrote this comic. So the spelling errors, the typing errors, the, you know, all of that stuff were in there so that Strong Bad could intentionally misread and poke fun at them. And they were the best.
Okay. So let's find, I'm looking at Strong Bad. And all right. What does Strong Bad wear?
He wears boxing gloves and a Mexican wrestling mask.
Yeah.
And that might be it.
I mean, he's got some pants, but yeah, you got the heart of it.
Yeah.
Okay, because I am just now realizing that those are boxing gloves and a wrestling mask. I just thought that was his face.
No, that was... Yeah.
I didn't realize, because I was looking at the character, and yep, that's what he wears. It's not just his face.
Yep, yep.
All right. Now, all right, now I'm going to ask you about this other character. Who was Strong Bad's sidekick and Strong Bad's best friend?
Strong Bad's sidekick.
And I'll give you a hint. I'll even describe what he looks like a little bit.
Oh, if you do that, I'll get it.
Okay. Do you want me to?
Yeah, yeah.
He's yellow, and he's got black.
The cheat! The cheat! He had a bunch of people that were, you know, on again, off again companions. So describing him as the sidekick, the first thing that came to my mind was the cheat. And I was like, but there was a lot of interactions with Coach
C. I feel like the cheat was like...
And Strong Bad. But yes, the cheat was definitely...
And he was a... did he talk? I think maybe minimally.
I think he made noises more than than he talked.
I don't know what he was, but...
The cheat!
You ever, like, check your email and you just think, like, the email, what?
Checking the emails.
Sometimes I think that. That. Okay, that was a good category. What memories?
Listen, here is the thing. If you send us emails and they have anything to do with Strong Bad, Homestar Runner, or any of that, I promise you that I will do the reading of these emails in my best Strong Bad voice. And if you fuck up any of the typing with the keys, I will make fun of you.
Oh,
okay.
Please send us emails.
Yes, please send us Strong Bad emails or Homestar Runner emails or whatever you want. And I will do my best shitty Strong Bad impression. And it will be great.
I'm so excited. All right, my turn for a category, which I am now. I got so excited about Homestar Runner, I've got to think of a category. All right. Can you ask me, you know what, we're going to go with a kind of a tough one because there's so much trivia, so make it easy. Why don't you ask me questions about Mario?
Like Super Mario?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
But make it easy because there's a lot and I'm not an expert, but it's a thing I enjoy and I'm going to guess I have a medium knowledge about. Watch me have, like, no knowledge.
I actually Googled Super Mario trivia. And it brought me to a web page by Nintendo that is apparently Nintendo Super Mario Quiz, and I get to choose my difficulty level between easy and hard. So I'm going to click easy. In which game did Mario first get to ride his lovable pal Yoshi?
Oh.
This has multiple choice. Do you want multiple choice or do you want to just go with it?
Multiple choice.
Super Mario 64, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario World.
See, in my head, I wanted to say Super Mario World. And so since that is a choice, I'm going to go with Super Mario World.
Well, I will tell you, since this is multiple choice and I haven't clicked it yet, that that would have been my guess. Let's see. You're right.
Oh, I am right.
Yoshi first hatched in Super Mario World. These are pretty easy, and there's five of them in this category, so you're going to get all five, even though the rules here are three.
Let's do it. We make up the rules as we go. We can
what
change
What insect transformation can Mario power up with in the Super Mario Galaxy game?
A bee.
The choices were ladybug, stink bug, ant, or bee. We are selecting bee, and that is right. Bee Mario has the power to buzz through the air for a short time. Next question, which of these is not one of Mario's power-ups? Well, the multiple choice is important here. There's a fire flower, a superstar, a magic hot dog, a one-up mushroom.
Obviously.
I have already clicked magic hot dog for you. Okay, this is an easy one, but let's see if you
had a magic hot dog.
Okay. They warned that that was an easy one. Let's see if you can get the next one. What is the name of Mario's raccoon-like suit that gives him the ability to glide through the air?
A tanuki?
It is a tanuki suit. The other multiple choices, this was also one that you had to get. This was almost like choice D in the first round of do you want to be a millionaire? Your choices were bathing suit, lawsuit, flipping through different screens there. Super suit or tanuki suit. And I definitely.
Which is weird because it said raccoon like suit, but also a tanuki is its own animal.
Why does this thing keep beeping? One bell.
Because I think, isn't Tom Nook and Friends that they're tanukis, someone told me.
Oh, Tom Crook? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. The last question, the fifth of three. Luigi is Mario's blank.
Brother.
Your choices were boss, dad, brother, cousin. That's right. Luigi is Mario's lovable little bro.
He could be his boss. I don't know that they explore like the dynamics of their plumbing company.
They do in this back in, I guess it was the 90s. There was a TV show that had a live action component. And then there were cartoons.
Oh, Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
Yes.
I remember that.
And they definitely worked together. I can't recall whether there was a boss, you know, employer-employee dynamic there. But there may have been. I'm going to leave this open just in case in the next round you can't come up with a topic and you just want to go through the hard questions.
Okay.
Let's see. I will give you... Oh, gosh. What category can I give you that I think I know enough about that's interesting enough? Oh, this is tougher than I thought.
Well, and you know, we're powering through, so you can give me, you know, we could keep going.
Do you want to do those other five Mario questions?
Well, you think? Do you want me to do them?
Why not?
All right, let's do them.
Like, I'm going to think about anything other than these questions. Okay, so this is the five hard ones.
Okay.
In the Super Mario Sunshine game, Mario uses a tool strapped to his back to clean up messes on Isle Delfino called Flood. What does Flood stand for? And it's spelled F-L-U-D-D.
I don't know. I am familiar with this.
This is a multiple choice question.
All right, let's do that.
Choice one, forensic light under dirty dog.
That doesn't sound right.
Flaming laser ultra dirt destroyer.
That doesn't sound right.
Flash liquidizer ultra dowsing device.
Yeah, could be.
Fantastisch Ludwig und der Dingbat.
I'm going to go with a third one.
Pardon my fake German accent there. That's right. Mario uses the Flash Liquidizer Ultra Dowsing Device, or Flood for short. In my opinion, of the games that I've played, which is probably all of them, this, I believe, is the worst of the canon.
Yeah?
I think so. It's my least favorite, let's put it that
way. I have it on the Super Mario 3D All-Stars, but I haven't played it.
Oh, do you have that for the Switch?
Yeah, but I mostly wanted to get Mario 64, which then, of course, right after I got that, they released the Nintendo 64 games that you could just play, and that was one of them.
Right, right. So
I would have rather they didn't include Sunshine and included Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah. Next question. In which game did Mario first encounter the poison mushroom? And this is multiple choice. Super Mario Land, Super Mario Brothers The Lost Levels, Super Mario Brothers Wii, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Let's go with 3. Super Mario Brothers 3.
I don't think it was that, but we'll click.
What do you think it is?
I think it was the Wii one. Oh, no, it's saying it was Super Mario Brothers The Lost Levels, known in Japan as Super Mario Brothers 2. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Oh, this is cool. I think I know the answer to this. In which game did Mario first get sleepy and take a nap when the player was idle?
I'm going to guess Mario 64.
That is the first choice. That would be my guess. You also had Odyssey, Sunshine, or Super Mario World.
I know what happened in Mario 64, and Odyssey and Sunshine were later.
Even heroes need a break once in a while, and Mario finally gets a rest in Super Mario 64, saying, "I'm tired," before yawning and curling up for a nap.
I say that a lot, too.
Question 4.
I don't, but I'm going to start.
Which is the first Super Mario game where Mario's hat can be blown off of his head?
I also know that that happens in Mario 64, I think.
I think so, too.
I know it comes off. I don't know if it's blown off, but yeah, let's go with that one. That feels like a good answer.
The choices were Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Brothers, Mario 64, Super Mario Odyssey. That's right. His hat first gets blown off in 64. Next, the final one. In the original Super Mario Brothers game, Mario's iconic overalls weren't blue. They were, and your choices are yellow, camouflage, red, or green.
I think they're green. I think they're like a dark green, but green. Let's go with green.
We're going to go with green. You got it red or wrong.
I got it wrong?
Nope. Apparently he wore red in.
Wait, but his overalls are. Okay. He wore red. I'm picturing his shirt being red and his overalls being green.
Maybe. Well, remember, we're talking about 8-bit Nintendo here, so. He must have wore red overalls and Luigi wore green ones.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? I was thinking of the shirt color because his in modern times, his shirt is red and his overalls are blue.
Correct. Looking it up.
So I was thinking that his shirt. Okay. All right. Good round. All right. Let's your turn for questions.
Do this. It looks like there is a comparable skill or trivia thing. If you go and type Legend of Zelda trivia into Google, the first thing should be
Legend of Zelda trivia. And it is from play.nintendo.com.
Should be, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm probably not as good at these, as even though I play this more than Mario, but let's go for it.
There's only 5 questions. There's no levels.
That's fine. So,
all right. In the original game, an old man gives Link a sword. In the new game, an old man gives Link what? And I can give you choices if you want.
What does it mean by the new game? Is it talking about that's Breath of the Wild?
It just says in the new game.
Because in the new game. All right, what are my choices? Let's start there.
A bow and arrow, bad advice, baked apples, breakable armor.
This is, I don't want to get too meta with this, but if we're talking about the newest game, which is Breath of the Wild, then the old man isn't even alive. So,
I remember there being an old man a little bit, but.
Yes. But when you get to the point where he gives you, when you do the first four things on the plateau, and then mm-hmm. you go meet him in the old church, he reveals that he's Zelda's father, but he's dead. He's like a spirit person. I'm going to say of these things, the only thing that that guy gave were baked apples. Because he eventually gives the paraglider, but that wasn't one of those choices.
That is correct. I'm assuming it looks like they mean Breath of the Wilds. They say, yep.
Okay.
It was baked apples. I'm assuming all of these are about Breath of the Wild because question is the same. In the original game, Spectacle Rock is found on Death Mountain. In the new game, it is located in.
Oh, Spectacle Rock.
And I can give you choices.
Okay.
Great Plateau, Tall Tall Mountain Range, Forest of Time, Gerudo Region.
I don't think it's the Great Plateau, and I don't think it's the Forest of Time, and I don't, it could very well be the Gerudo region, because there is definitely a spot where you can go up and observe a lot of shit, and I can't remember what Tall Tall Mountain Ridge is specifically.
So I'm gonna
go with the Gerudo region as a guess.
That's correct.
Sweet.
It looks... kind of looks like a pair of eyeglasses, is what it says. Okay.
Well, I got that right, but I was definitely thinking something else.
In the original name, you didn't need a special item to make a raft move. In the new game, you need.
There's a couple ways to do it. You could use one of those leaves. What are the choices?
Choice a Korok leaf.
Yeah, that's a way to do it. What are the other
Otherwise,
choices?
Otherwise, it's a sunny attitude, an outboard motor, or nothing but your mind.
Oh, that's a Korok leaf then. Yes, given the choices.
Yep. That is correct. It says, or you can just wait around for a breeze.
Yeah, that's an option. I think there are also some other moves that you could do that will give you, not a consistent breeze, but...
Okay, this one says... In the original game, this skull-shaped feature is part of a dungeon. In the new game, this skull-shaped feature is, and I guess you need to look at this skull.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay.
So this is really great for an audio-only medium.
All right. So it's like a dungeon skull. And for anybody who plays old, anything up to Link to the Past, there are dungeons that you will go in where the floor is normal, and then there are tiles that will come out of the floor and swing at you, and what will remain looks like a skull. So
honestly, looking at this, I don't know that I'd look at this and be like, that's a skull. I think I'd look at it and be like, that's... But in
the 8-bit world, that was a skull. So that's the best visual interpretation from an audio podcast that I can give you. And it's only relevant if you actually played the game.
Do you want the choices?
Yes, please.
An enemy hideout, a souvenir stand, a school for bokoblins, or a hidden level?
Oh, there are definitely enemy hideouts that are skull shaped.
All right.
And you can climb up on top of them, and you can, they usually have a, like a lantern that's hanging in there. And if you're good enough with your bow and arrow aim, you can light the whole place on fire. And sometimes there are, barrels in there that explode.
So that is correct.
That is okay.
Yeah, it is the enemy hideout. And yeah, he can try to shoot an arrow through the skull's eye socket. All right.
I usually will try to climb up on top, but it all depends on where you're coming from, where you're going, and everything like that.
You're probably going to need the choices on this one, just because the way the question is. In the original game, Link wears his classic green tunic. In the new game, Link's new look includes a bathrobe and slippers, a bright blue tunic, a fancy tuxedo, or none of the above.
Well, that seems pretty easy because it's not a tuxedo. Oh, shit. That none of the above really fucks it. God damn it. Because in the new game, one of the features is a ton of different armor choices. So there is definitely a blue tunic as an option, but he starts off wearing, like, I don't think he starts with a shirt. I think he's got, like, if you hunt around, I'm probably going to read the question to me again.
In the new game, Link's look includes a bathrobe and slippers, a bright blue tunic, a fancy tuxedo, or none of the above.
All right. It's absolutely not a bathrobe and slippers. It's absolutely not a fancy tuxedo. I do believe that one of the choices includes a bright blue tunic. So I don't know that none of the above qualifies. But again, in this game, Breath of the Wild, and you've played through Breath of the Wild.
I didn't finish it, but I've played it.
But you've played enough to know that there are a bunch of different outfit choices. Like, you can get the climbing outfit. You can get, for each of the regions, like, if you want to go into the Gerudo land, you need the female clothes. If you want to, it's very helpful to have the fire armor pieces, and there's three of them in the hot area. There's Zora stuff. There's shit that, you know.
So in the interest of not boring our listeners who don't care.
I'm going to go with the blue tunic.
That's correct.
All right. It's pretty confident.
It's champion's tunic, so you can see how much health an enemy has.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
I don't know that I regularly play with that one, because once I got deep into the game, I would use the guardian armor.
I think we need some food questions.
Food questions? Well, that's been... I mean, we've done three rounds each.
No.
Yeah.
I did two rounds.
You had two Mario rounds.
Oh,
and Friends.
Well, I didn't know I didn't know Mario counted for both. you just said, well, either way, ask me some food questions.
All right. Well, 173 fun food trivia questions and answers. Thank you.
It's just like chaos. Like, I like food. That's the category, food. We love food.
We've asked this one before.
Then don't ask it.
And I feel like we've asked too many of these. Okay. How much coffee, I'm sorry, coffee, fuck you. How much caffeine needs to be removed from coffee for it to be described as decaffeinated?
How much? What is this measured in?
Percentage.
95%.
I will give that to you. The answer is 97%. But all right. Having not given you a right or wrong answer range, it would have definitely been within 2%, 3%, whatever. You would have gotten it. That would have been within the margin of error.
Sounds good. I have a Power Ranger friend here. I've never seen Power Rangers, but here he is in my life.
That's the red Power Ranger. By weight,
with him.
What is the most expensive spice in the world?
Saffron.
That's correct.
Oh! All right. Nice.
Ooh. What is the hottest part of a chili?
The hottest part? What? There's The inside? Like, what are the different parts? The inside.
The flesh at the tip.
Wow.
Ah.
Just the tip.
What does Dorito really mean?
What does Dorito? I didn't know it meant anything. Dorito. It's a word? I mean.
Yeah.
Does it mean?
It's little, Spanish.
Little chip?
Little golden things.
Okay.
Here's one that I must have pulled from here because I know that we've asked this before. What is canola an abbreviation for?
Canadian oil.
You remember.
I did. But like, didn't we determine that was wrong?
I think we might have done some research. So
so maybe this whole list is just wrong. It doesn't stand for Canadian oil.
Yeah, I know that. I think I've ran through and asked a bunch of these. Like, what's the only food that can never go bad?
What? I don't know. Salt?
It's honey.
Oh, we did ask that. We did ask that. Okay, so has there ever been a fact that, like, you were just so sure was right and, like, were proven wrong? Like, Canadian oil, but, like, more?
And are we talking outside of the auspices of the Mandela effect?
Yeah. I mean,
I am certain that that has happened for a variety of reasons, not the least of which being that I will answer questions, especially of the trivia nature, verbalize my answers with the utmost confidence, whether I have any fucking clue at all of the veracity of my answer. I will be like, it is this, and I will just own that answer. It's only when I'm noodling out an answer that, you know, like in that group trivia context, like you could tell that, you know, I'm really trying to figure this out versus boom, this is a thing that I'm going to say right now and I'm not going to back down from it. I would guess that with my approaching things like that, that there, I can't think of a specific instance, but I'm going to assume that the answer to that question is yes.
Yeah, I can't. I feel like it's definitely happened. There was one time where, what was it? Where Tim and I were, we were like watching some like music video thing, and it was like you had to guess the song, and I was convinced that this song was like Neon Trees, and really it was One Republic.
Oh, interesting.
And I had no business being as confident as I was, except that, like, I don't know. It was just like in my head, I swore I knew it within the depths of my brain.
Oh, we all remember the Coldplay incident, right?
Oh, the Coldplay incident, yeah.
Yeah.
Where Jobit thought that
that's probably an example of that, right?
He was convinced that like Coldplay was playing a U2 song at the Super Bowl. And it's like, no, I wish I could remember what the song was. But
yeah, they were the halftime show, whatever year that was. So, because I know that she doesn't listen, the one person that I know doesn't listen, I'm going to show you this cool-ass thing. But I have not posted this on any social medias.
I've seen this cool-ass thing. That is,
you've seen this in person, but I wanted to talk about it here because not only do I know that she doesn't listen, but I am very confident that if for whatever reason when this drops she were going to listen, she'd be like, oh. Trivia, my least favorite part of this podcast, and especially once we broke into the video game trivia, she would stop listening.
Yeah.
I have for Ariel's wedding, have had
so
made.
Don't tweet us about this. Ariel doesn't check the Twitter though.
She doesn't check the Twitter. Hitting us up on the socials is probably safe, but when I went to Magic Live, which is a convention in Las Vegas that was in May of this year, and they just announced that it will be the first week of August next year. In fact, 1 year from now, I will be there, barring some weird unforeseen mishap. I have playing cards that have been made with Ariel and her lady person. Is that how she refers to her? Her
wife lady.
Person? Wife lady?
Wife lady.
Their faces are illustrated and replace the queens on the standard queen playing card, and it is printed, and it looks exactly like an actual bicycle playing cart. The back matches, the texture's the same. So I have started doing these as a magician. I'm trying to book myself more weddings where I will basically do walk around magic during cocktail hour. And they make a fantastic kind of gift for the bride and groom, or the bride and bride, or the groom and groom, or whatever. I am open and inclusive with respect to whose wedding I'm doing. If you want me to make your cake, I'm not going to do it because I'm not a baker, but I will perform magic at your wedding regardless of your orientation. Love is love. So those are cool.
They are really cool. I think that's a great idea. Like, that's a cool thing that now I know exists.
Yeah. So if you know anybody that is having a wedding, because you probably still have some, at least a couple of unwed friends, right? Maybe.
I have unwed friends, probably. Yeah, I do. I have unwed friends.
So when you find out that they're...
if they are going to get wed.
If they're going to get wed, be like, do you have who's the magician at your wedding?
Phrase it like that. So it's
It is the same advice that I give when I'm networking with people in industries where they run into people that they could potentially refer me business. The question isn't who, you know, do you have an attorney? It's who is your attorney? You assume that they're going to have one. And this thing with wedding magicians is that it is very, very common in the UK. Like, you can't go to a wedding in Great Britain and there not be a magician. Yet
interesting.
Here in the States, it is incredibly rare. So, it's a different thing, but I'd love to change that because I like doing them. I like doing that kind of walk around magic. I mean, I really enjoy doing the stage stuff as well, but as I'm sitting here opening mail, all of which is magic related deliveries.
I was going to say that could be, have you seen these things where, and I actually thought this would make a good podcast episode. So let us know if you want us to see us do this, because I've seen other people do it.
And we may have already done it by the time this episode airs, but hey,
yeah,
you can still tell us what you think of it.
You can buy, like, I guess a lot. I don't know what increment you would describe, but like a bunch of unopened mail.
Really?
Packages.
We talked about doing this with an Amazon thing, didn't we?
Did we?
Buying like a pallet of Amazon returns and going through it on the pod.
Did we talk about this? Because you can also do it with like unclaimed packages.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about it with this.
And so like, and I think the price, they try to like suss out, you know, what's going to be good quality packages. Ooh, that's a good item.
Yeah, I got a brick of unicorn playing cards from Bicycle today because it'll have long since happened by the time this episode airs, but I'm doing some walk around magic at an event called Unicorn Quest, which is an annual event that the town of Northeast in Northeast Maryland does. So depending on when this episode airs, you may look up the 2023 Unicorn Quest because the 2022 Unicorn Quest will have come and gone. But yeah, I got extra unicorn themed playing cards for Unicorn Quest.
But yeah, you can buy like these things of unopened mail and you can open them and see what you get. So
let's do it. Find some options.
All right. So either the Amazon returns or the unopened mail, one or the other, whatever I guess makes the most sense. And we will open it live on the pod. That's one that we probably should record the visuals for.
Yeah. I mean, we do record video. We just don't release video. But there are two things that we're thinking about doing. And I'm saying two things because this introduces the second thing. Numerous times we've talked about the prospect of doing a Power Hour episode. And the light bulb went off for me the other week where I was like, you know what? We've also talked about doing like a Twitch stream or something like that, or even inviting people. Yeah, the Twitch stream makes the most sense because you could chat in the Twitch stream and then just broadcast what we're recording via the Twitch stream. So I thought, hey, wouldn't it make sense if we're going to do this Power Hour to invite other people who listen to the podcast to join us on the Twitch stream And we'll do like
a custom make the power hour.
Yeah, we'll do like a 10-minute intro where we're letting people get their drinks and we'll go through the ground rules, giving people time to show up so you don't have to show up precisely on time. And then, boom, we start the music and it's a song that changes every 60 seconds. And then you take a shot of, you know, beer or whatever you're drinking. One shot per minute throughout. And obviously there's video and it'd be a kind of a social hangout sort of thing. So if you just want to hang out and not necessarily participate in the power hour because either you don't drink or you don't want to drink that much that quickly or whatever, no judgment.
You can also cheat.
You could cheat, yeah.
Like cheat. The cheat.
You could do like a sip or you could do, you know, every other you could do every other shot water, you know, whatever makes sense.
Or just hang out and just drink Gatorade or whatever you like.
Yeah, we could do this soon.
We could probably end up doing this before this episode airs.
We could do it this weekend.
But I would say that it would also be a good idea. I mean, I'd want to push it a little bit and have a couple people join us.
I want to do a stream soon, though. Maybe we can pencil in a live stream for soon.
I don't know, ask your friends that you know personally that listen, and I'll put something out on the Twitter that, hey, if we did a power hour / happy hour this weekend, would you be available? I don't know what Ariel's availability is, but hey, we'll see.
It's not like we can do multiple. We'll talk. We'll figure out. We can do multiple live events.
But we could do a package opening thing, the mail opening thing live, because that definitely does not make for good audio podcasting, but you know, at least I heard the, and then this is what's in here, or if it's a weird letter.
Yeah.
Written to grandma or something, or from grandma. That'd be good. All right. So, well, thanks for sticking with us on this experimental ultimate twosome threesome.
If you have any other ideas for things you want to see us do, like a live Twitch stream for, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing too explicit, like. No one's taking their clothes off, but you know,
not at this listener level.
But you know,
but hey, tell a friend.
If there's like a game you want us to play, you're like, I don't know, a recipe you want us to make. I don't know, whatever you want to see.
Yeah, we'll do whatever, especially in situations like this where we're just knocking out some content as a bank episode. You know, eventually at some point in time, I'm not going to throw Liz under the bus here, but I will. She's going to start watching the practice and we'll do periodic.
I was actually thinking about it today and I was like, oh, like I should, because I was listening to, I don't always listen to our episodes, but I did listen to our couple most recent episodes because I wanted to listen to us do the book review since we hadn't done one before.
Right, right.
Yeah, I can start that and we can get going. So.
Cool, cool. We can keep those on deck as bank episodes too and just release them every so often because there's at least one other podcast.
I want to know what people want to know if they want a separate podcast because it might have to be a separate podcast.
Yeah, potentially. So we'll have to talk to the powers that be up at the Electric Cast, see if they would put us in another slot for a specific podcast like that. Who knows? So write us, tell us all sorts of ideas. airquotelawpod@gmail.com or airquotelawpod on pretty much all of the regular socials. Tell a friend, follow us on all of those if you haven't, because it's, I don't know, an ego boost if we've got numbers there.
Twitter. I haven't posted a TikTok in a bit, but yeah, Twitter's mostly where we are.
I keep active and interactive on Twitter. When it comes to Instagram, I just post the most recent episode cover art, and then sometimes we'll interact with people, but it's mostly just, hey, new episodes out, which spoiler alert, 5 a.m. Eastern on Mondays, and then occasionally a bonus episode. And so airquotelawpod@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. We will send you stickers. If you send us emails that are about Homestar Runner or Strong Bad, I will do my best Strong Bad reading and email impersonation when I read them.
Yay.
Until next time, this one's adjourned.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters.
Leadership matters.
Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today.
Electricast. Welcome to Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices. I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Electricast.